What had she heard about chemotherapy and what concerns did she have about it?
Like many other women, she had heard that it makes you sick. She had not had, one of the questions I frequently ask women is, have they had any experience with close family members or friends who have undergone therapy? And she had a couple of women friends that were not living close by to her, were colleagues that were in other cities that she knew had gone through chemotherapy. She knew she would lose her hair with the majority of chemotherapies that would be recommended to her. She had concerns about her ability to continue with her work life at the pace that it was presently at. She knew that fatigue was frequently a symptom that many women experience.
So as she was assessed, what were the thoughts then about what kind of treatment she should get and specifically whether or not she should get chemotherapy in that situation?
Well, given the fact that she was 55, she was perimenopausal, there was great, certainly weight given to the fact that with her ERP or positive status, that hormone therapy would be a choice for her as initial adjuvant therapy. We certainly did talk about the fact she could get a slight benefit from additional therapy, such as chemotherapy, with four cycles of two drugs. And part of that is kind of assessing where this woman is. From previous experience, I can say there's some women that want to have every treatment that is possible. They never want to feel that they could look back if it were to recur and say, if only I had taken the chemotherapy at that time. This was a woman who wasn't quite sure. She didn't feel that way, that she had to take chemotherapy. And we then discussed the fact that there would be this test, the Oncotype DX from Genomic Health, that might aid her and us in what recommendation to make. So she chose to have the test done.
What was explained to her about what the Oncotype was?
What was explained to her is that the Oncotype DX is a test that is a gene array examination from women who have had a breast cancer, who have undergone treatment with 5 years of tamoxifen. So this was done retrospectively on the pathology specimens of women that we have information and knowledge because they have already been in clinical trials and we know their outcome. So a number of gene arrays have been identified and her particular pathological specimen can actually be examined to see how similar it is to the women whose specimens have been used to identify those gene arrays. And with that information, to be able to give an indication of what her outcome would be in approximately 10 years if she were to take 5 years of tamoxifen.
How did she respond to that idea?
She responded very positively. I think she was looking for some additional support to the idea of not taking chemotherapy.
So what did the Oncotype show in this patient?
The Oncotype showed a very low recurrence score. I think it was approximately 5% at 10 years. So with that information in mind, she chose not to